Case number 12525, East Side Developers Group, Inc., seek a special use exception to place an off-premise sign and an electronic message center off-premise sign. Sections 115-80, 115-81, 115-159.5, 115-161.1, and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of DuPont Boulevard, Route 113, approximately 579 feet south of Frankfort Avenue. The 911 address is 34425 DuPont Boulevard, Frankfort. The zoning district is C1. The tax parcel is District 433, Map 11, Parcel 21.01. The applicants are seeking to place a 15-by-30-foot two-sided billboard. The south side would be an electronic message center, and the north side would be a static. We have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail return.
Is the applicant present? Would you please come forward and be sworn in with Mr. Sharp?
Can you state your name and address for the record?
James D. Parker, 28933 Lakeview Road, Millsburg, Delaware, 19966.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
We
will give you the floor, and then we might have some questions. You can take your mask off.
Okay, thank you. Good evening, Chairman and members of the Board of Adjustment. My name is James Parker, and I'm here tonight on behalf of the Eastside Developers Group for a special use exception for a proposed billboard to be located at 34425 DuPont Boulevard, Frankfort, Delaware. The property is zoned general commercial C1. The property consists of 1.028 acres, and the property is currently vacant and undeveloped. I'm seeking approval for an off-premises billboard where one side would be static vinyl and the other side would be an electronic message center. DelDOT has issued a letter of no objection to the proposed billboard. The sign would measure 15 foot in height, 30 foot in width, totaling 450 square feet. And I want to make a note that is under the size of what is allowed by code for a four-lane highway. The sign will also be a maximum height of 33 feet. The sign will be mounted on a 20-inch diameter steel monopole, and it will be installed 40 feet from the front property line, which was 113. The proposed sign does meet all setback requirements. The proposed sign is 2,112 feet from the existing billboard on the north and 556 feet from the existing billboard on the south, which is the opposite side of 113 Highway, better known as the southbound lane. There are no off-premises message centers that we've seen within 4 miles of the proposed sign. The proposed billboard will be a V-shaped sign and will consist of two sides, faces oriented in opposite directions, each sign approximately 5 feet apart. There are no dwelling, churches, or public lands within 150 feet of the sign, and the sign will not substantially affect the use of the adjacent or neighboring properties. The property south is a commercial zone property currently being used for farming. The property to the north is a commercial building complex which is owned by the Eastside Developer Group. The billboard poses no fire or other hazards and will not affect any property values or traffic. The sign will not be a public nuisance and will meet all the brightness standards required by Sussex County. The digital operation will be 8 ads, which each ad will be fixed for a minimum of 10 seconds. The ad transitions will be accomplished in 1 second or less. That means between each ad, it will be less than a second as far as not causing any obstacles. The sign will default to shut down if any malfunctions occur. So it's automatically going to be programmed. If something would go haywire, it would totally shut down. All ads will be still and will not include any light effects, flashing, or animation of any kind. The electric message center will have automatic dimmer controls in order to control the adjustment of lighting level at night to be in compliance with the illumination standards required by Sussex County. Automatic dimmer controls will be provided by photocell or hardware and software settings too. Documentation of dimmer provider will be provided prior to installation. The electronic message center will have no audio, verbal announcements, or any noise of any kind. The off-premises sign will bring great opportunity for local businesses to advertise locally. Thank you.
Any questions from the board?
How many advertisements are you allowed to have on that sign?
It's a two-sided sign. The one side would be static, and on the digital side, it'd be a maximum of 8.
Of 8, okay.
Yes, sir.
Have you got it both filled up?
Haven't really advertised it yet.
Yeah.
I'm afraid to make that call and not a commitment from you guys.
Okay.
Yeah, but we have had a lot of interest.
Interest in it, okay.
Yes.
Is there any plan to do anything with the rest of the property?
It's only, yeah, it's a 1.02 acres. We have nothing else aligned for it. We own the property to the north, and it's got a commercial complex already there. So we have no intentions of putting anything else on it.
I see the nearest residence you have, I think it's 300 feet?
It's over that, yes, sir.
And that would be to the
south.
South. Have you, I know you, there was no opposition, but have you spoken to anybody?
No, I have not actually. The guy to the south of me, I know, is developing the far end of his property and putting in a big commercial complex right there now with warehouses and stuff. And I have had communication in the past, but not of anything currently directly with the billboard.
Other questions? Mr. Sharp?
I think the only one that I've got, the drawing showed that dwelling was greater than 150 feet away. The code refers to it being from the property where the dwelling is. And my recollection was that there's an intervening property between the two.
That is correct.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
So is that more than 150 feet from your property line to that property line?
To the house property line?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Thank you. I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
There was a confusion there at one time with the county and.
Yeah, the code reads from the property where the house is, not
right.
From the house.
Correct.
It used to be the other way, but we reduced the amount of feet that you needed, but we changed what you're going to.
Right. The property to the south of us is the C1 property I was referring to a while ago, and it ties into a bigger piece there. The houses are on the south side of that property.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I have no further questions.
Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition of this application? Operator?
We have one caller. Please state your name and your report.
Hello, this is Ann McCore. I'm just calling in this evening to check the line.
Thank you, Ann.
You're welcome.
If anyone else on the line is in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-5.
Thank you. Any further questions? Hearing no further questions, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12525 for Eastside Developers Group for the requested special use exception, pending final written decision based upon record made during the public hearing. Because the proposed use will not substantially affect or adversely the uses of the neighboring and adjacent properties.
A motion, do I hear a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for those reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 12525 has been approved.